brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 2009 second annual Money Bomb. We're about to change the little graph there at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to $225,000. It's gone up about $10,000 the last 2 hours. It'll run throughout the weekend, but in one day, over $215,000 was raised. I want to thank all the listeners and everybody out there, whether you have a dollar or whether you emailed people and told them about the Money Bomb or whether you gave $500. I want to thank you. All of it will be apportioned to pay for more cameras, more video editors, and we'll even show you the space we're renting next door to expand the TV studio. We ran out of room in here, and we're going to really hustle now to get this done as quickly as possible. I'm signing the lease on the warehouse space next to us today. Today. So in the next week or so, I can get in there and show you video of the space and what we're going to do. I really appreciate everybody's great support because by locking this amount of money in, you guarantee that next year we'll have the funds we need. Because I don't just move ahead with something where I can get in trouble and run out of cash and go bankrupt. You allow us to move forward briskly and in a healthy fashion against the New World Order. Tiny as we may be, we are a projectile speeding through the flesh of the New World Order towards its heart, burrowing our way at light speed thanks to you. And when you spread the word, when you pray for us, when you take action, when you go out and speak out, we are all in this together. You accelerate our trajectory. Now, we've got Bob Chapman with us for the full hour, and I appreciate him coming on. We've got chemtrail news, a lot of police state news, but the AP announced 2 days ago that the feds aren't just going to take over the banks. They're not just taking over Chrysler and GM and then handing it over to select globalist families. They are now going to tell many other types of companies and industries what you can be paid, what you can do. And the federal government is openly now just ordering companies and individuals around in a totally managed economy, but not even managed to help society, which would be bad enough. That always fails because corruption's involved. But openly to conduit the money out of the country. This is the whole Homeland Security grid is meant to squeeze every drop of blood out of this nation. What we've laughed about happening to third world countries, feeling like we were part of the empire and ha ha ha, as a lot of good old boys do, even low-level ones, is now going to happen to us unless we stop them. But now with the Von Braun thing, the more I look at it, he'd been in federal custody 6 years from his last annex. The way the feds like to work is they'll shoot a couple people, shoot Braun, brain damaging so he can't ever talk again, kill the guard. That's the Russians have been caught doing that. It's a favorite trick. Because it came right on time when the Federal Reserve is about to be audited. And I just read these internal emails out of federal courts about Vioxx saying, the owners of Vioxx saying, go out and liquidate, kill, seek and destroy doctors and people that criticize them. So this is how big corporations act. I wanted to get Bob Chapman's take on that and then the economy. But, Bob, good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back again.
Bob, we got about a minute, but my point there about Von Braun, I want to come back and talk more about this, but what do you see happening there? Do you smell a big, fat, gigantic, stinking rat?
Well, I think there's a good chance of it. We're not on the inside, so we don't know for sure, but it's like everything else, we have to back into it. And in so doing, we have to hope that our appraisal of what went on is correct. So we'll just have to wait and see, but that's a good possibility. This business with the 1207, which is the Ron Paul bill, is become enormously powerful. I know you're up to date on it,
but I want you to fill us in with your angle on it. I mean, do we realize the success we're having?
Yeah, we sure do.
We have to believe in ourselves to be winners. Stay with us, Bob Chapman. Let's break that down right now and how you see the enemy coming after us. We're trying to kick out the foreign alien private banking government, the corporate takeover, the criminals, the illegitimate criminals that need to be thrown in irons.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to salute all the great listeners. We do this pledge drive once a year. One day, June 11th, we're now on the downside of that, going down the hill. The donations are still coming in. Wrap it up over the weekend. The InfoWars Money Bomb, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. It's now reached $225,000 of donations in the last 24 hours. Started at 11 a.m. yesterday. We're now 25 hours in. And last time it took 3 days to hit $225,000. I think we'll do it in a day and a half this time. So I want to commend all of you. That will help us move into an even larger studio next door, expand what we're doing. And it will allow us to put a generator on the roof so we don't have the power go off, because the power goes off sometimes. We're in this industrial park, and then the batteries on the backup systems run out, as they did 2 days ago. Then power was out to large parts of Austin last night, but thank God not here, with incredible storms that hit. So a lot of things going on. We thank you for your support with the 2009 InfoWars Money Bomb. And still not too late to get involved in that, and I do want to hit the goal of $250,000 by the end of the show today. Let's see if we can do it and go past what we did last year. That will certainly anger the critics, and that's also important. Now, see, there I am being bad. I'm trying to not be as worldly and aggressive and competitive. Trying to do this purely focused to defeat the New World Order. But humans, it's said, are dog-like and horse-like. You ever seen how competitive horses are with each other? When they're out in the field racing each other. Here's the deal. Obama oust AmeriCorps' head who investigated friend They've also fired the head of cybersecurity 2 months ago. It's now come out the head of cybersecurity is under a gag order. But before he was under the gag order, which I think violates his free speech, they're saying national security, he said the NSA and military are taking over the entire Internet. And they are, so they can, quote, shut it down for your safety. That's the headline. I mean, this is really happening. Talk about corruption. President Barack Obama says he lost confidence in the inspector general who investigates AmeriCorps and other national service programs and has told Congress he is removing him from position. I guess he didn't get enough kids in red and black uniforms to march around chanting his name, as they now have in their own federal TV ads, paid for with taxpayer money to recruit private people to work for the Democratic Party. I mean, this is all completely illegal. The General Accounting Office is on record. When Bush was trying it, and now Obama is doing it. Also, the United Nations has announced their new list of international terrorists and gun owners. Counterterrorism database goes live. It's a global MIAC/Homeland Security report. We'll break that down. But let's go back to Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. For those that don't know who Bob is, we've got a lot of new big stations picking us up. In fact, I wrote it down. Ted came in and told me the station that picked us up yesterday. It's one of the biggest in L.A. And then everybody was marveling here in the office because Cindy Sheehan used to live there and knows the station. KRLA 870 is picking up the Sunday show, for starters. A lot of stations are kind of putting their toe in the water, picking up that Sunday show. It's like, I think, 10 new stations the last month. So we got a lot of new listeners. Let me just introduce Bob Chapman. Bob, before I get into the last question about Von Braun and whether it's staged or not, they're hyping it like the swine flu, basically. You know, one death, it's the end of the world. One death, give up all your rights, hand in your guns. MSNBC says Von Braun loves Ron Paul. Ron Paul's basically evil now. I'm evil. They're attacking me. Anybody who doesn't like the Federal Reserve and wants to audit it is a white supremacist. Before we get into that, tell folks briefly about Bob Chapman.
Well, I was a stockbroker for 28 years, specializing in gold and silver shares on my own firm for many years. And I retired, and I decided that I didn't like retirement, so I've been writing the International Forecaster for the past 20 years. And I've lived over probably half the world. I speak several languages. I worked in Army counterintelligence for several years, and I think I've had one heck of an interesting life.
And the adventure is not over yet, is it, my friend?
No, it's not. And I've been working for the last 3 months, as you know, on the mainline media mostly, getting the word out on 1207. And I think the figure now is 222 co-sponsors for that bill, and so that means it gets voted on and in all probability passed. So I guess that the Federal Reserve will probably concentrate on trying to defeat the bill in the Senate, and that's why they hired the former head of the Enron lobbying contingent, a lady, Mrs. Robinson. And evidently they expect that they're going to be able to perhaps stop the bill in the Senate. The Senate bill has been just sitting there waiting to see what happened to the House. And we've done a good job in informing the people in the House. So S-604, which is the Federal Reserve Sunshine Act of 2009, sponsored by Bernard Sanders of Vermont, this should be our next target. We should go to all the senators and tell them we want the bill passed so that we can have an investigation and an audit of what the Federal Reserve has been doing. And when the public finds out what they've been doing, they're not going to be very happy about it. Plus, their obvious failures. I saw Larry Summers this morning on CNBC telling us well, these kind of things are normal and to be expected, but we have to remember that the Federal Reserve was created to do away with all these things starting in 1913, these horrible depressions and recessions and panics that we had during the late 1880s. And so they haven't done that. They've done a terrible visual job. And so I want to see that we get rid of them, and I think that that could start us on our way back, at least economically and financially, from where we're at. But I do believe that we will desperately need legislation which will institute tariffs on goods and services. And that's going to be very important because we got to stop the transnational conglomerates from sucking all the jobs out of the United States. We've already lost from a number of ways approximately 14 million jobs over the last 8 years. And about 6 million of them can be directly attributed to free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing.
And Bob, the facts are in. For those that go, oh, this isn't free market, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists aren't free market. They admit it's not meant to have a good, vibrant economy. Everything is to consolidate power in their hands, and that's what they set up with tax incentives to move overseas, then all these environmental rules and taxes on companies that stay here so they can't stay in business, and regulations on mining and timber and everything else. It is designed as a form of mercantilism. For those that don't know, under the old French system adopted by the British of mercantilism, they would only allow their holdings or their colonial slave empires to develop raw materials, and then they would take back goods to the mother country that they controlled to have the value-added goods or durable goods or manufactured items. And they stated on record, in their parliaments and in their palaces, this is all part of history for those that don't know, and Bob, I'd like you to speak to this, that it was done to keep control over the slave grids. Well, now this mercantilism, they move the factories to slave countries where the people are too poor to ever get any of the products, to ever do business back with another nation, and it's meant to vertically integrate. This is not a free market. This is the private banks financing the criminal consolidation so they can bankrupt and get everybody dependent on government to then carry out the eugenics operation.
And on top of that, most people don't realize that the profits that are being made by these transnational conglomerates are going to offshore locations like the Cayman Islands. And if they don't repatriate the capital, they pay about a 2% tax. Now, back 4 years ago, there was legislation, and the legislation said that these offshore corporations could bring their money back if they chose, but that was to create jobs. Well, they got the legislation. Jobs were never created. They moved $350 billion back into the United States at not a 35% tax rate, but a 5.25% tax rate. And now they have $700 billion offshore. They want to bring that back in. They haven't said anything about a tax rate, but I'm sure they're going to try to get the same kind of deal. And all this is subsidization of the rich.
That's right. They call it getting rid of tax shelters, but really it's just like the tax-free foundations in 1906 was billed as a way to defeat the robber barons. It really made their money private, go into these foundations so that it was completely protected and couldn't be investigated. And they used that to further consolidate their power through the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Endowment, and others. And, of course, they were all eugenicists at the time, and their sons are now in control now, the elderly David Rockefeller and others. And so it's still the same mindset, still the same program. Bob Chapman, getting back to Mr. Von Brune in this shooting and H.R. 1207, 225 sponsors now going to the floor in the next week or so. And the COINTELPRO operation from the establishment, I've noticed the last few years when this has been building, is, oh, they just want to audit the Fed so they can set up a new Bank of the World, destroy the Fed, and set up a new Bank of the World. No. If you audit the Fed, it is a tentacle or a proboscis, a suction vehicle to the big Anglo-American slash European complex, banking complex. And I want your take on this when we get back, Bob, your analysis with Bob Chapman. And so if you break open the door on the bankers, you show the crime of private central banking and the fraud, it then brings down the whole system. So it's part and parcel. It's like an arm of the New World Order. So they're saying, oh, don't investigate the arm, because then you'll put the rest of the body in control. Certainly if we start beating them, they're going to try to spin it into that. But that's not what's happening here. And so despite the fact that people inside our movement with the government op tried to stop what we were doing, we're marching forward. And even if this fails and they have a little fake celebration, it is going to be short-lived, because now the people irrevocably know who the enemy is, the private Federal Reserve, and the few that don't know are now learning. We are on the edge of truly engaging the enemy toe-to-toe.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Jimmy Vaughn. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, specifically, the point I'm making, and I want your view on this, is it's all coming to a head. We're having this incredible victory. We have to recognize we have power. We have to recognize we have destiny. We have to believe it and image it and move forward knowing we're right and knowing we don't have a choice. We are under scientific bondage of a group of private offshore banks that have engaged in a corporate takeover of the U.S. They probably would have gotten away with it, but they're so greedy that they're looting and stealing everything, thinking Homeland Security and Northcom can protect them in it. They plan to bring us into a greater crisis so they can have a clampdown. We have their own documents. But now we're fighting back. Ron Paul's risking his life. We've supported him. The people have called for months by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands to Washington on record. We've now at 225. It's going to go to the floor. It's got a good chance of passing. And even if it doesn't, people are going to have to defend why this group's above the law, why they can't be investigated. And Congress separately, as you know, Bob, is now subpoenaing the Fed, saying, you will tell us where the Bank of America money went. You will tell us where the billions went. You will tell us where the $300 billion went on that. You will tell us why you ordered the CEO to buy another bank that was healthy. You will tell us. Well, because there's stockholders, the Rockefellers and others over Bank of America. They're getting the profit. It's always about the CEOs. But the CEOs, Bob, aren't they literally like the kind of like the pirate sent out by the pirate king? And he gets flayed alive if he doesn't do what he's told. I mean, aren't these CEOs just diversions from the real power?
Yes, we might call them the mercenaries. And that's exactly what they are. And it's like the presidents that we get for the country. They're simply mercenaries that do what they're told to do. But harking back to what you spoke of just before the break, this piece of legislation, which I think will pass in the House, is probably the biggest thing that's happened to bring the American people together and to attack the real problem, the underlying problem with our economic and financial being. And that is the Federal Reserve. And you alluded to this before. And, of course, for the British, the Bank of England. That is another private organization upon which the Federal Reserve was modeled. And we're getting the word out. We're making people understand who is doing it to them, who is robbing them, who is corrupt. It's the guys in the $4,000, $3,000 suits. That's who it is.
And what does G.I. Joe say? What does G.I. Joe say? Knowing is half the battle. We are now identifying the enemy, identifying the illegitimate criminals, and once we've educated the public, we win. That's why they're going to have to stage events and say it's anti-Semitic to not want the Federal Reserve, and they're going to make it racial and religious and inject that into the middle of it.
And it's not going to work. It just isn't going to work, and that was foolish of them to do that, but that's okay. If that's what they want to do, that's fine. As you say, we're going toe-to-toe and head-to-head, the right thing at the right time, and, you know, Congressman McFadden would have been successful if they hadn't murdered him. And so this time, we're really going to take a shot at him, because it's not only Ron Paul, there's all of these people surrounding him, Americans of all stripes, so to speak, politically and otherwise. America's coming together, like Anthony J. Hilder and I discussed in this program before. He and I have been fighting for years to make this happen, and it's happening brought together by economic and financial events.
Bob, it's got to feel good to you, to the sacrifices, the attacks. You've even been driven out of this country by these criminals. You know, your choice, you could operate and not be stopped by them because they're scared of you. It's got to feel good, though, to see we've come this far and to feel the momentum shifting.
You can feel it and smell it. They're terrified that the world is going to find out what they're doing. And every morning when we start at 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning doing the emails, they're in from Australia and Malaysia and Japan. And we make the gamut. They start coming in from Latvia, Kazakhstan, and so on and so forth. People are listening to these programs all over the world, and we are drilling these people.
That's right, and we can't be stopped because, Bob, you and I and all the rest of us that are committed, like you said, we're not turning back. Point of no return. We can't be stopped. If God be with us, who can stand against us? Bob Chapman, stay there. Call straight ahead, 1-800-259-9231 for Bob Chapman. We'll talk more about what's happening in the economy when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com. The seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Be like they are. Come on, baby.
Speaking of the reaper, Bob Chapman,
baby, take my hand.
We look at how they kidnapped different congressmen and senators' children, the Lindberghs. We look at how they killed members of Congress who fought the Federal Reserve Act. They tried to kill Andrew Jackson. They tried to kill, and probably did kill, George Washington, just as a figurehead, because he was speaking out against it. This is on record in the mainline history books, and Ron Paul has said he knows he's in danger. We should probably do a story documenting the dirty tricks of the bankers before, because this is the shadow government. This is the parasites. This is the enemy of all free humans, no matter what color or religion you are. And we don't need to let them make it racial, make it religious. That's their game. That's what they want. And don't let the white supremacists and people bully you into playing that game. Notice the ADL and the white supremacists are on the same team when it comes to that. Fight the International Federal Reserve. Fight the foreign offshore banks. Bob Chapman, I mean, you know the history of it. The film we carry, The Money Masters, 3 hours long, breaks it all down, but the general public may not. What do you expect to see the globalists do to try to stop this? I mean, more stage shootings or hyping real shootings or more MIAC reports demonizing in the Fed groups. They admit they have the army spying on us, myself included, when I protest them. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think we're going to get a lot more of the same, and they'll get more aggressive. And we'll just have to get more aggressive and get more time on more stations throughout the world. And they're getting heat not only in the United States. They're getting it all over the world. And that's very important because, you know, they're throwing their hands up in the air like they did 3 weeks ago at the Bilderberger meeting. And they said, I think that the major problem that we got here that we've got to solve is that what we've created, which is this financial and economic collapse that we're trying to bring into being in the way that we want it to so that we can get full control, is spinning out of control away from us. And we think that maybe we should bring this thing in so we can control it. And I don't know whether they're in the process of trying to do that, but as they would try to do that, they would have to create all of these deflections to get people's thought patterns and the things that they're doing off on something else, like the North Korean shooting missiles, the situation that exists in Iraq and Afghanistan, and will they go into Pakistan? Will Israel attack Iran? And these are the things that they do to keep us, our mind off the subject. And the subject is very important because they're getting discovered. And this is what Ron Paul has done with this legislation. And even if we were to be defeated, millions and millions of people worldwide who now can identify who the enemy is. And there's going to be legislation like this in all three countries of the world. I mean, what we're doing is changing history. And it's happened over and over again. It's the right event at the right time. They are vulnerable because they have put this financial and economic situation mobile. They are making it happen, and it's worldwide. It's not only in America, and it's to bring the world to its knees so they can be forced to accept world government. And so they're going to continue to do what they're doing with all the spying and picking people up and the violence and the acts that they plan and execute. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And we have to be ready for it.
Well, Bob, we know the globalists are masters at engineering crises and then using the crisis they create to get to the next stage of power. And for decades, you've written and explained how when they finally imploded things by design, they would then announce a new Bank of the World, a new global carbon tax, that this new private group would regulate and control the planet for everyone's ease and to stop the financial crises. Same thing they did in 1913 after staging crises that they later bragged about. They said, oh, we'll fix all the future crises, just give us power. Just like NAFTA and GATT, we're going to save our economy, and then it makes it worse. And they say, oh, more open borders and more false free trade is the answer. And then it makes it worse, and the answer is more, more, more. It's kind of like, you know, if you punch somebody in the face five times and knock their teeth out, you say, here, this will make it better, and start punching them in the face 10 more times. Or here, let me take a, you know, tire iron to your head. Here, that'll fix it. Oh, your head's hurting? Here, I'll kill you. That'll get rid of the pain. I mean, this is very, very serious. And then all over the nation, I've become conditioned, Bob. I've become acclimated, and I've got to consciously realize this is happening and discipline myself against it. Bob, every day, and I know every day you see these as well, every day, I get emails like the one I'm about to read. This is a mainstream news story, but I was sent an email with this story. The police department put out a press release. So did the U.S. Air Force. This is from the U.S. Air Force Security Force Squadron Unit Public Affairs, Captain Tamara Fisher Carter. But every day, sometimes three, four times a day, Texas, Michigan, Washington State, Virginia, West Virginia, just everywhere. Same thing in Canada, same thing in England, same thing in Australia, same thing in Germany, same thing in New Zealand. It's everywhere. It's the same thing, but I get it just in the U.S. every day. Without looking for it, without even being able to read all the email, It's, oh, there's a local regular Army Affairs is now going to have two officers in our small department of 15 officers. Or if it's a bigger department, oh, there's going to be 20 guys from the Army here, some in intelligence, some in special ops. And then they admit in the articles they're going to be out watching the local citizens just to help the police. And, oh, in San Antonio for Fiesta, this happened before 9/11, oh, the Air Force MPs are out helping run checkpoints and... the Marines and Army are going to help at car wrecks. You're not against helping at car wrecks, are you? And, oh, they're going to be out at DWI checkpoints with guns, searching people. And NORTHCOM's announced, the Army's announced, because they've got to announce their own people in the Army Times, hey, we're going to be on the streets of America. And, oh, they're announcing we're going to have checkpoints, and we're going to have body scanners on the streets and subways and bus terminals. It's all being announced. Federal security forces lining everybody up. Backed up by squads of paramilitary police, the bill's introduced to openly make law, which already set up with FEMA camps for emergency medical centers, and people will want to go to the camps as the economy implodes, exactly as we predicted, because we've seen them do this in other countries. Now they admit it. Plus, we could reverse engineer what they were setting up before, but now it's confirmed. Here it is, local military civilian police training builds. This is the one today. Patterson Air Force Base, Colorado, security forces, airmen kicking in doors. I'm reading the article. This is from the Air Force. Security force airmen kicking in doors were only part of the action during a joint training exercise where the 21st Security Forces Squadron Airmen teamed up with members of the Colorado Springs Police Department, El Paso County Sheriff's Department, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, among other agencies. Colorado Springs, folks, that's the real government there in the mountain. The training was meant to bolster skills and tactics, as well as improve interagency communication vital at times of crisis, according to Major General Dumont, 21 SFS, individual mobilization, augmentee, both military and civilian organizations practice responding to a variety of situations where they routinely face a real-world situation. This is the first time all types of law enforcement came together for such training, said Paul McAhow, a civilian law enforcement member. It helps improve the working relationships we have and builds valuable skills for us all. The training combined classroom instruction with field training. Guaranteed they're talking about veterans and gun owners at this. Exercises where agencies participated in various special weapons and tactics techniques, explosives entry techniques, and tactical movement explosives were incorporated to add the realistic nature of the scenarios. And then they always blow stuff up in the town for a day or two, say terrorists really hit, to create the psychological fear, to make the whole town a giant re-education camp. Then later they announce it's a drill. The training familiarizes us with each other's agencies, and we can offer a particular situation, said Major Dumont. Overall, the training was a major success in team building and technique. So everywhere, and I have the videos of them trying to take on the local citizens and to do all of this, they planned on imploding things, Bob. But what are the cops going to do when their families are losing everything? I guess maybe serve the system even more because they're scared? I mean, is there nothing they won't do? Bob Chapman.
Well, I think like any organization, especially in law enforcement, because of the culture, it's always been them against us. And it was always seen by them as being a special group of people who were generally disliked by the public, even though they were taking criminals off the street, so to speak. But now we have this federalization thing, and I think most of them just want to keep their jobs and they'll do as they're told just to get the paycheck. And we have lots of people in lots of fields that do that. Doctors are up against the same thing. Attorneys are, and if they speak out in court, they're held in contempt. And so there's all these barriers that have been set up, and the next barrier among law enforcement is going to be federalization. And policing organizations are going to have to decide whether they're going to go along with the federal government and lose their lives and lose their families. And I remind them again and again and again, there's 450 million weapons in the country. There's 80 million people who have been trained to do combat. There's 40 million people who have done combat. Do they really want to tangle with them?
Well, yeah, the globalists aren't giving us a choice, and I could see the multi-level chess game here. It's like five or six chessboards stacked on top of each other. going on at one time, or a giant chessboard with, you know, 30 times the pieces. And it's, again, it's not two-dimensional, it's three-dimensional, but it's clear. And they've done this in other nations, and I've read a lot of white papers on it. They plan to chew up the military and the police in a war against the American people and then bring in I-4 after, when everybody's just begging for the power to be on. And I know a lot of people can't believe this is coming and going to happen. They are intending to do this. And most of the police listening right now, you're going to be wounded or killed. And I'm sorry the globalists did this, and just, they're not going to let you take everybody's kids to the FEMA camps. Everybody's not going to turn their guns into you. If 1% of 150 million gun owners fight you, that's a million people. And But I understand you're on a power trip, and you're going to have to see before you learn. But at least halfway into this carnage, maybe then they'll start waking up, Bob.
Well, this week I had two stories of them shooting little tiny dogs, and I just couldn't believe it. I have them both in tomorrow's issue of the International Forecaster via link. But it just, you know, the dogs growled at them, and so they shot them. I mean, I can understand if a dog jumps on you and starts to bite you, you have to shoot them. But these are little dogs, and I don't know what goes through their minds. They just want to try their weapons out for the day.
Well, Bob, I was about to say, we should dig out the old tapes of the shows. I don't have the personnel to even do that. They're so busy on the limited things we're doing, but hopefully with this money bomb, that'll change. I did a bunch of local access TV reports 10, 12 years ago where they would go to the house for marijuana. The cops freaked out, shot a lab that was chained up in the house in a cage because it was barking, shot a poodle, small poodle, and also shot bullets into babies' cribs and then threw fits and beat up the family. So, and then, you know, there were a bunch of cases. But no, they're taught that everything is about by the book, their God, anything that gets in their way is dead. And God forbid your dog bark, it's going to die. So there's thousands of cases, Bob, all over the country where they kill toy chihuahuas. They kill 2-pound dogs. And they open fire and they obliterate them and they sometimes shoot the people inside the house. And it's all part of mental illness. And I don't care what excuses the cops make for this. You didn't act like this before. We're the most incarcerated country in the world. We're a joke. And your bosses ship the stinking drugs in to begin with, you fools. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, that's all true. And it just happened to hit me that these two incidents happened while we are looking at all these other things going on, the federalization of police and the escalation of stupid acts, the escalation of the buttoning down of the American people. The next thing that they're going to do, I believe, is try to seal the borders. Now, that's really unusual because they've had them virtually wide open for so long. And the reason they're going to do that is I think they're going to, down the line here, when things get real nasty, I think they're going to put on currency controls. I think there's a good chance of that. And I've lived in currency control countries, and it's like being in a financial prison because if you wanted to take money out, you couldn't. And they want to control everybody's money because they think, they believe, that it all belongs to them.
Well, let me expand on that. It is their fiat false money. We are the idiots that got conned by them, so in a sick way, it's true. You know, kind of like when a killer has a woman strapped down, he's about to rape and kill, you know, it's his ball game. So in a way, she does belong to him because she got in the car with him or got kidnapped. It's very sick, but possession's 9/10 of the law. We are their slaves until we stand up on our hind legs and say no. But, you know, you're bringing up what you just said is in a lot of their own documents and statements about what they're planning, that what they're going to do is lock the borders down with this new hemispheric travel card. And then they've already said they're just going to give all the illegal aliens in Mexico the new North American Union ID card. That American hemispheric card everybody hears on the news and everybody's getting, that's in Canada and Mexico, too. Their governments just issue them. It's going to be accepted by our government. And so the illegals are going to be allowed to go in and out. It's going to be slave Americans who aren't. They're going to keep the illegals off the no-fly list and the no-border list. I mean, this is all such so selectively done, Bob.
Yeah, and they want that, you know, essentially slave labor, which is so important for them to make the profits that continue to allow them to suppress the people.
not just profits, though, as you know, undermining real middle-class wages that allow you to provide for your family.
Well, they suck it down from the bottom in this case, and they pull wages down at the lower end of the scale. That's why these people who are making automobiles and support industries in that area went from $30 down to $10 to $15 if they're lucky per hour, if they're lucky if they can get a job. And the same thing, incidentally, has happened in Mexico. The labor unions there have been forced to drop Mexican wages to the level, in many instances, of Chinese wages in order to keep the business so that they can keep people working.
The race to the bottom, the sucking sound.
That's right. And, you know, we were talking about mercantilization. And we tried it in 1790 to 1800, and it was a disaster. And that's why we put tariffs in. And that's why we became such a successful nation, or at least in part. That's part of the reason. We realized that we couldn't compete with slave labor, and we've got to do that again, and we need that legislation as soon as we get rid of the Fed.
Bob Chapman's our guest. Two more segments with him. Your call straight ahead on the other side on the economy. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com is the website. Get a free trial copy there. And later, before Bob leaves us, he'll give you a toll-free number to get a free complimentary copy as well. Infowars.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
We got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, top economist, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, joining us to talk about exactly what the Federal Reserve's doing, the audits coming up, the subpoenas. I want to take a few phone calls in this segment, the next, for Bob Chapman. Before we do that, I want to tell you about a great sponsor we've got. It's Diginet Mobile DVR. They got a whole bunch of great little pocket cams and pocket pens at incredibly low prices, super high quality. Again, I want to tell you about Diginet.net. Want a way to make sure you're always safe against unlawful search? The Diginet Mobile Digital Video Audio Recorder, video and audio with absolute clarity while being directly hidden in your vehicle. This goes inside your vehicle and is hidden cameras. I'm thinking about getting this. And they got a bunch of other stuff on the site. As an unbiased witness, it is always at your side, ready to help in any case of necessity, and as admissible as evidence in court if necessary. See, they use the cameras only when they want to, then they always claim they malfunction when it makes them look bad, like when they killed that guy in London or, you know, these cases. This is for you. It records directly to a removable SD card with time and date. The unit offers continuous motion detection settings. So to also see people breaking in your car. Download video, photos, and data to your PC via a convenient SD card. Utilizes AVI format for easy viewing on PCs and other mobile devices. Diginet.net, that's Diginet.net, has a device you will not believe. You've got to check it out. That's Diginet.net. Did you also know this video recording could be used as solid evidence in court? And you will not believe the quality and price. Go to Diginet.net today. That's Diginet.net today. All right, let's go ahead and go to some phone calls here for Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Dwayne in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. I have a question for something that Bob mentioned a few months back. That is the percentage of goods that Americans produce for their own consumption. I think you mentioned it was around 12%. Do you think it's the figures below that now with all the auto factories shutting down?
And those figures vary from different sources. Some of them have it at 9.5%, and some of them have it at 10%. So we'll say it's somewhere between 9 and 12%.
That's unbelievable. It's what's going to happen when we lose our machine tool industry?
Well, I think we're on the verge of doing that now. And once we lose the machine tool industry, we can no longer manufacture in the future if we want to without bringing machine tool experts in from other countries to reteach, to teach new people to operate those kind of machines.
But we're in the post-industrial eugenics world, so under the carbon footprint, we won't be having those. To make sure we go bankrupt, they're bringing that in now while other countries don't have to. Oh, how friendly. Thank you, Dwayne. Mike in Nevada, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have three quick questions. They're kind of a little bit off topic of the...
Well, you're on a really bad speakerphone, so go ahead and ask them.
Okay. All right. Three quick questions. Is Microsoft part of the New World Order?
Yes.
And, yes.
Okay, so is supporting open source like Linux, BSD, is that a small way of fighting the New World
Order?
Yes.
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 Okay, definitely. All right, now, is it better? It certainly is better for us to focus on both, but is it better to take back the federal government or focus on taking our state governments back?
Both, but you get more results locally. That's the real gap the enemy hasn't gotten yet. Bob Chapman.
I agree. And this sovereign movement especially. And so the area that you can work with the most easily is the local level, the state level.
Absolutely, sir. God bless you, Mike. Law. I think I know Law. That's a big, huge 9/11 truther. Or maybe somebody else named Law is calling from Colorado. But yeah, when they attacked me with my bullhorn, we just put Luke up on his shoulders with the bullhorn and they couldn't reach it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.